federal appeals court rules against Napster.
The decision pretty much writes Napster's epitaph.
A spacecraft lands on an asteroid.
Ultimately, we're going to make science fiction reality.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. It's not the day the music died, but the volume was certainly turned down as a federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled that Napster can't allow subscribers to share copyrighted material. Record industry attorney Chuck Cooper claims a big victory.
The decision pretty much writes Napster's epitaph. Its days as an instrument for electronic shoplifting are over.
But CBS News reporter Steve Futterman tells us Napster is fighting back.
The ruling said Napster can continue to operate, but it will be greatly limited in what it can offer. Napster officials said they were disappointed with the ruling, but vowed to fight on. Sean Fanning's the 20-year-old who developed Napster.
We've heard that we couldn't survive before, when we had 700,000 members, and when we had 17 million members. Today we have more than 50 million members, and we'll find a way to keep this community growing.
Napster officials say they hope they can work out a deal with the record companies, but many believe with today's ruling, the companies are more determined than ever to bring the era of Napster to an end. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Francisco.
There's a new computer virus making the rounds. CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid says it comes as email, and the subject line indicates the enclosure is a picture of Anna Kournikova.
It is not a picture of the tennis star. It is a destructive virus which will send itself to other people. It won't wipe out your machine, but it will unwittingly turn you into someone who is spreading the virus to people you know.
Don't try to open the enclosure, just delete it. Now this.
This is not a Milano moment. And this?
Mom!
Definitely not a Milano moment. A Milano moment goes like this. Settling back with a bag of Milano cookies, getting lost in that rich, dark chocolate nestled in an exquisitely textured cookie. It's my Milano. It's my moment. I say, if you're gonna have a cookie, have a cookie. Pepperidge Farm. Never have an ordinary day.
Quality care service at Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury dealerships doesn't end on the weekend. Saturday hours make it easy to get the service your vehicle needs and the convenience you want. Come in for great deals like a Motorcraft Tested Tough battery, just $59.95, with an 18-month free replacement period. The right people, the right parts, and always the right prices. That's quality care on Saturdays, too.
MSRP with exchange, installation and taxes extra. See service advisor for service hours, price details, and a copy of the limited warranty. Offer expires 3/18/2001.
It's been a big day in space. The Near Shoemaker space probe completed 5 years and 2 billion miles of exploration with a spectacular soft landing on an asteroid. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
Scientists are stunned by the clarity of the images that the Near space probe continued to send, even as it glided to the surface of the asteroid Eros.
It was breathtaking.
NASA Administrator Daniel Golden.
I didn't think that the asteroid would look like that once we got that close.
Scientists say the surface of Eros is like nothing they've ever seen, with huge craters and boulders covering the potato-shaped asteroid. They're still studying tens of thousands of images conveyed by NEAR from 200 million miles in space. Peter Mayer, CBS News, NEAR Mission Control, Laurel, Maryland.
The International Space Station got some more improvements today, courtesy of two spacewalking shuttle astronauts. CBS News reporter Peter King has that.
It's always good to remember the people who got you there.
Mario, thanks for everything, and thanks for the team down there supporting us today. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Tom Jones and Bob Kerbeam spent nearly 7 hours outside attaching a new docking port, a mount for the space station's robot arm, and a shutter for the space station's new window. They also got help from inside the shuttle, astronaut Marsha Ivins moving them around on the shuttle's robot arm. They'll head back out again Wednesday. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
An innocent man who spent 9.5 years on Virginia's death row left prison today, a free man. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the story.
He had heard Virginia's electric chair being tested just days before it was to be used on him. Then Earl Washington was scared. Today, just nervous as he was welcomed by the lawyers who helped free him. The soft-spoken, mentally retarded man said he's not bitter over being sent to death row for a rape and murder he didn't commit.
Thank God every day. Thank my lawyers every day.
His lawyers criticized the state for placing Washington on strict parole for not apologizing. He's not complaining. He ate a chocolate donut first thing out of prison. Tomorrow?
I would like to sleep all day tomorrow.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Virginia Beach.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
If you're a company big shot, you probably don't have the time to study the science of digital printing technology. If you do have the time, guess what? You're not the big shot, Sparky. You should have people for that. And those people need Ricoh. So when you squeeze them for input, it will turn into dependable output. Ricoh gives you the time to channel your efforts into much loftier goals, like that duodenal ulcer you've been working on. Welcome to the big time.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
Drivers face many distractions in the car. Don't let your wireless phone be one of them. Before using your wireless phone while driving, ask yourself, will this call distract me from my first responsibility to drive safely? Also, use your phone's hands-free option. Remember, state laws prohibit distracted driving. The wireless phone industry reminds you to drive safely. Safety, your most important call. Visit www.driveresponsibly.org.
Pilots have stepped up the pressure on Delta Airlines with an overwhelming vote to authorize a strike. April 1st is the earliest possible strike date, but no deadline's been set, and Delta management says a strike is not inevitable. There's new pressure on Congress for an airline passenger's Bill of Rights. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
Citing a new transportation report saying airlines have made progress but still have too many delays and complaints from passengers who are kept in the dark or even lied to, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden says it's time to put the requirements into law.
They would have to tell people about cancellations, delays, and oversold flights, and they would have to tell people honestly why delays and cancellations happen.
Airlines last year agreed to voluntary guidelines to avoid the kind of law Wyden is backing and reject the transportation report suggesting those guidelines haven't worked. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Former President Clinton may be having second thoughts about that expensive office space in Midtown Manhattan. According to sources, Mr. Clinton's told associates he's considering space uptown in Harlem. The same court that ruled on Napster today has rejected Ted Kaczynski's bid for a trial. He's serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to the Unabomber crimes in 1998. The court rejected Kaczynski's claim that his plea was coerced. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
We get really dry skin.
Dry, itchy skin.
And ordinary moisturizers just aren't enough.
For dry, itchy skin, ordinary moisturizers all fall short of Gold Bond Medicated Lotion. Triple Action Gold Bond moisturizes, protects, and stops itch.
With Gold Bond, the dryness is gone.
The itch is gone.
Gold Bond Medicated Body Lotion. More than a moisturizer, it's medicated. And now there's a Gold Bond Lotion for sensitive skin. New fragrance-free sensitive skin Gold Bond Lotion with dimethicone plus aloe, vitamin E, and oatmeal. Gold Bond Relief, as sensitive as you.
The last time you got in the crosshairs of some smart guy talking about high-tech office printers and using the phrase, this will change the future of your company, well, you bailed out of your office faster than a claustrophobic ballet dancer in a mosh pit, didn't you? Look, you know what you need. You need dependable digital printing output. It's the output, bucko. And that means one thing. That means Ricoh.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
A good day for stocks, especially the blue chips. The Dow Industrial's up 165 points to close at 10,946. The NASDAQ gained 18 points. It finished the day at 2489. A committee of the Rhode Island Legislature holds a hearing tomorrow on safety regulations for portable toilets. Representative William Vieira wants to require that they be anchored to the ground at public events. Last May, one of his constituents was in a porta potty when it was tipped over. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, February 12th. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.